You can't always change what you have to do, right? You still got to do your taxes. You still got to make the calls, right? You still got to sometimes spend time with somebody that used to annoy you, and you can just go do that and not enjoy yourself like most people in life, or you can have a greater quality of life by deciding that in this situation, I'm going to have X experience, I'm going to level 10 experience, whatever it is, and in order to do that, I got to get curious about this person. And in order to do this, I'm going to do my paperwork in my jacuzzi. And in order to do this, I'm going to do XYZ. Are you following me here? It's so important to know that no matter what you do, if you're picking up trash, you can enjoy it. Because a lot of life requires we do things maybe we're not so thrilled about initially. But we can still have that joy. And I think part of that belief for me comes out of a reference experience I had. I wasn't doing it consciously. Many years ago, I had some partners in a business, and they got very involved with a particular philosophy. And this philosophy involved a guru that they were following. Well, I was real turned off by this, to say the least. And I was even more turned off when my partners, who were doing seminars with me at the time, started putting some of this Eastern philosophy into our seminars. So I was a little concerned. Every time they go off and go and do one of these retreats, quote unquote, they came back, in my opinion, in those days, more screwed up. So I was real concerned when they said they were going to go to India. So to protect my interests, I decided to fly with them so I could keep an eye on them, make sure they didn't lose it and go off into guru land. Well, long story short, we get to India, unbelievable flight. We go through Bombay, one of the dirtiest cities on earth. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? And then we go out all these hours and hours and hours to this little village where they have this ashram. I immediately find housing outside the ashram. And sure enough, though, every morning I got to go have breakfast. So I go over to the ashram to have my breakfast. And I'm avoiding being around because I don't want to be in this environment. And I also know that there's this thing that everybody's supposed to do at the ashram called seva, which means work for the guru. Basically, it means work for free. I figured seva means you save a lot of money by having a lot of people do the seva stuff, right? So sure enough, I'm hiding out. And one morning, I'm out there for breakfast, and one of the monks spots me and says, come here. He said, I've not noticed you before. He said, you know, I haven't seen you at seva. I said, that's because I haven't been there. And he said, well, you got to do seva if you're going to stay in the housing. I said, I'm not part of this thing. He said, even though you're paying is not enough. You have to give some time each day where you work and you give back to the ashram. It's a communal environment. I'm like, oh, well, all right, what do I do? He said, well, report to the seva office and they'll give you an assignment. So I'm thinking, oh man, what am I doing here? What have I got myself into? So I get out of the office. I come up there and he looks at me and says, ah, big, strong man. Oh, how big are you? I'm 6'7". Great. Phenomenal. We've got just the job for you. Here it is. Moving furniture. I'm like, moving furniture? Yeah, just 4 hours a day. 4 hours a day? I got a bad back. He said, really? I said, yeah, I don't think I could do that 4 hours a day. No, for 2 weeks while we're here? No, I don't think so.